Hi, I'm Jaden.
I'm Darcy.
And I'm Lucilla.
Welcome back to our show called It's Debatable, where we plan to give you a kid's perspective on the world and debate critical issues for kids, by kids.
So what's the hot topic for today, Jaden?
Technology is making our life better. I actually do reckon technology is making our life better. These days, new technology is coming out. Recently, the new Samsung flip phone, I'm not sure if I've pronounced that right, it literally flips open. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you also have the iRoomba, which is a robotic cleaning system. It cleans your floors automatically.
I agree with you, Jen. Have you thought about vacuum cleaners, washing machines, dishwashers, ovens? These things are all making our lives easier.
Technology isn't just phones and TVs. Technology can include cars, washing machines, dishwashers, the emergency button around elderly people's necks, kettles, RC cars. Technology is everywhere. We are even using technology to record this segment. How fascinating.
Blah, blah, blah. I've heard enough from you boys. Technology has not made our lives better. First of all, technology is making our lives busier. Mobile phones and internet mean you can have meetings with other people at any time of the day. People always have technology on and they never really switch off.
Lucilla, technology also helps us to stay organised. You can put reminders in your phone to alert you whenever an event or something is coming up. That would be really helpful.
Yeah, during COVID lockdown, you weren't allowed out the house. That's where computers come in. You were able to have meetings online. You were able to order food online. Most of all, you were able to do fitness from home.
But what about the elderly people that don't necessarily know how to use technology or a phone or a computer?
I guess they weren't born in that era.
I understand how hard it is for elderly people to figure out how to work a phone. Like, my grandma only just figured out how to send text messages.
Yes, that's true. It's quite funny watching her trying to send messages. If you're a homeschooler like me, it's made it easier for us to connect with other homeschoolers and access books and courses online. Yeah, I agree, Darcy. Technology allows us to do online courses for university or even TAFE. At the moment, I'm doing a course online from a website called Udemy. I'm learning how to do a software program called Fusion 360, which will help me when I'm doing 3D printing.
Yeah, that's true, Jaden. I have done a few online courses as well. I've done an online lesson of painting with watercolour, and also I do my maths online.
Technology helps us to keep up to date with the world. News updates on a TV can live stream events from all over the world, which I find pretty amazing. Oh yeah, coming up is the Olympics soon. We will be able to see the athletes from all over the world, just from our very own lounge rooms.
But I think technology is making people less social. People are on their phones or playing video games instead of catching up with friends and going outside. I love catching up with my friends. I would never play a video game over catching up with my friends.
But that's why you need technology, Lucilla. Contacting friends or families overseas is a breeze. Instead of old-fashioned letters, now you can text or even FaceTime them.
But what about the dangers of the internet and your personal information?
Yes, this is a problem that is in our modern society. But with the growth of technology comes the challenges we have to deal with. We have to weigh out the options, but I still think that technology has made our life better. So on that note, I'm going to call it quits. That's it from It's Debatable.
Bye!